righty. Well, good morning and welcome. I missed you guys last week, and I pray and hope that you missed me. Did anyone miss me last week? Just lie about it, even if you didn't. It's fine. I won't, as long as I get the claps and the praises. So, man, while we did miss being here with y'all, we had a great time just up in the mountains, spending some time with some other pastors, and just getting some time for me and Christine. We celebrated our 16th anniversary, and it was a great time there. Super thankful. We got to watch. We were on our way home. While service was going on, we got to watch and listen to Austin Steen bring the word last week, and he did just an absolute phenomenal job sharing the word with us. So give it up for Austin one more time. Real quick, before I dive into the sermon today and the series we're jumping into, I just wanted to share just two quick wins from the weekend. We had a busy week. We always have a lot going on. I love all the things that we get to do together as a ministry. But two things I want to highlight that happened. On Friday night, we had our monthly Brotherhood Men's Ministry, and we did 3-on-3 volleyball. And it was a lot of fun. You guys can go ahead and show that. And there's some awesome pictures. And guys, you know, it's one of these things where we had this thing called Nine Square in the Air. And we're like, what if we did volleyball with it? And it was amazing. Only two guys broke their toes and one guy got real bad rug burn. But that's and here's the best part about it is team losers won the whole thing. So there we go. So that was a lot of fun, man. Again, our men's ministry Brotherhood, it meets once a month. We try to have, man, just some form of competitiveness going on there. We eat and we got to pray over each other. So it was an awesome time. If you weren't able to make it, man, I would encourage you to join us for it. The next one. Now the very next day on Saturday, yesterday, we did our first Echo location build out. If you don't know, we're partnering with a local foster care ministry to provide for the tangible needs of children who enter into care. And so we will have an Echo location right here at Kairos. There should be some pictures of them working and painting. So we have an upstairs room that we haven't been utilizing. It was a hot mess, and they came in yesterday, and they started painting and getting that going. And so thank you. We had so many people painting. It was crazy. So thank you so much for showing up to that. I'm sure there will be more, but keep praying about this location and that we can get it up so that we can serve, man, foster families in our community. So those are two really, really amazing things that took place, and I wanted to share those wins with you. Now let's dive into the series. We're kicking off a new series called Unmasked, and there's a picture of Jesus kind of holding the mask and dropping it. So I just want to clarify something really, really quickly, okay? What we're not doing with this is saying, you know, take your mask and throw it in the garbage, because that's what Jesus would do. So just clarification with that, okay? I wanted to make sure you guys understood that. But really, what this is about is how, man, we easily get caught up in covering and masking our faith, right? Especially in the last year. Like, there are things that come along and mask our faith, and maybe it's something going on with the family, maybe it's a sin, maybe it's a pandemic, but it is so easy for us to get caught up and allow things to cover up, to mask our faith. And one of the things I really wanted to talk about was, I think, I have this feeling like, in our attempts to cover up our face, to mask our face, some of us have inadvertently covered our faith. We've stopped living out our faith. That this active going and sharing faith, due to everything that's been going on, we were really, really good about protecting ourselves, but kind of lost focus of the mission that each of us as Jesus followers, as disciples of Jesus, are called to. And so I want to do a quick illustration. And I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about all the ways in which people have protected themselves. I'm sure you've seen the crazy things where people have made these get-ups, and they didn't have a mask, but they put on a trash bag or whatever. And so we do all this stuff to cover up our face and to mask our faith and to protect ourselves. And I'm thinking, man, there's got to be more to it. So I want to show you something that I think is going to help kind of illustrate what I'm talking about today. But we want to make sure we're covered, right? And so I'm going to try to put this on. You're going to be like, why is he putting this? So I got this, okay? And this is covering right here. And I found this really cool contraption that attaches to my hat. And it's really cool, so I can put this on my head, okay? And now I got double the coverage, okay? But wait, I forgot something. I got to put my mask on. I don't even know if I can get it on here. Here we go. Now, look at this. Y'all, I'm safe and I'm protected. And ain't nothing getting in here, you know what I'm saying? Okay? And I've covered myself up. I can't see none of y'all. And it's really hard to breathe
And you know, I've seen people walking around and they triple masked, and like you could see they're like and it's one of these things where like, you know, I think we've gotten really, really good at protecting ourselves and protecting our health. But in the midst of that, we have let down our guard on protecting our spiritual health, right? We've gotten real good at protecting our physical health, but we've let down our guard on protecting the spiritual and being mindful of the spiritual in our lives. And so that's what I want to talk about today, is how can we make sure that in the midst of everything that's going on, because it's important for us to protect ourselves, to cover up ourselves, but we can't let down our guard when it comes to our faith, when it comes to living out the mission that we are called to each and every day. Because no matter what's taking place in our nation, in our lives around us, the truth of the matter is if you are a disciple of Jesus, you are called to go and bring the gospel to others. And in the past year, as we have protected ourselves, we've lost sight of helping bring peace and joy and hope and love to a world that needed it more than ever. So that's what I want to talk about today. And as I was preparing this, I was instantly drawn to Ephesians 6, you know, the armor of God. I want to read to you Ephesians 6. This is verses 11 through 13. This is the Amplified version. It says, "Put on the full armor of God, for his precepts are like the splendid armor of a heavenly armed soldier, so that you may be able to successfully stand up against all the schemes and the strategies and the deceits of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly supernatural places. Therefore, put on the complete armor of God so that you will be able to successfully resist and stand your ground in the evil day of danger, and having done everything that the crisis demands, to stand firm in your place, fully prepared, immovable, and victorious." Guys, it's been a tough year for us, for all of us. No matter what you've been through, no matter what's been going on, it's been a tough year. Things have changed. The tactics of the enemy have changed. He may have whispered some lies, and there has been this present evil danger, and it is so important for us that we make sure that we guard ourselves against the attacks. You see, the enemy and the world, they are coming at our faith right now. The enemy and the world, they're coming at Jesus and what we believe. If you look around today, I believe that culture is more against faith, against God's word, and against Jesus than it ever has been. There's this epic battle going on in our nation, in our world, that's coming against the very foundational truths of what we believe in God's word and who we are called to be as followers of Jesus. And because of that, what that means for us as believers is that we have got to be more prepared. We have to prepare ourselves. We have to stand our ground. We have to defend what we believe in and not fold to the demands and not letting down our guard that culture is trying to get us to compromise our faith, right? And much of the things that we're seeing and that we're hearing and that we're reading, there are so many false truths and false teachings that go against what we know is true of God's word. You see, while the enemy got us to focus on protecting our physical health, I believe he also tricked us into letting down our guard on our spiritual health. And so in our efforts to preserve our life, too many of us have stopped living out our faith. I think, and the reality is not just living out our faith, but even putting up the guards of our faith to protect against the enemy's attacks. In our haste to protect ourselves, we stopped engaging in ways in which we would strengthen who we are in Jesus. I mean, think about it. We've done all these things and practiced all these ways to be safe from COVID, but we're in danger of depression, addiction, isolation. We're in danger of drifting from our faith. We're in danger of not being spiritually fed. We're in danger of not being built up
by the body of believers that is around us, of being in community. We're in danger of not fully entering into worship, whether it's through prayer, through serving, or through song. We're in danger of getting lazy or idle or apathetical in our faith. And you gotta know that that is a tactic of the enemy, right? He wants us to get focused on ourselves, that we lose focus of our Savior. And really, not just our Savior, our need for our Savior, and for the people around us, for their need for him as well. And so, here's the reality, guys, and maybe you've experienced this. If you're not prepared for the enemy's attacks when they come at you, you will fall victim to sin. And we all know what sin leads to. It leads to death, it leads to destruction, it leads to ruin, it leads to broken relationships, it leads to addiction, it leads to pain, regret, and sorrow. And so we've got to make sure that we are guarding what we believe, the truths that we believe, and everything that God has given us through his word. And if we're ready, if we're prepared when the attacks come, man, we won't lose sight of who we are and what God has called us to do and how he wants us to go and live and bring the gospel to others around us. 1 Peter 3:15 says, always be ready to give a defense to anyone who asks your reason for the hope that is in you. And I think this is a verbal thing. We should be ready to defend ourselves verbally, but we should also be defending ourselves in our actions and how we're caring for others and how we're reacting to certain situations. So Paul lays this out. How do we stand firm in the days of evil? How do we stand up against the enemy's attack when, man, he is relentless? And he lays it out. Paul lays it out in Ephesians. We're going to read the rest of it. Ephesians 6, verses 14 through 18. Here's what verse 14 says. It says, "Stand, therefore, with truth like a belt around your waist, righteousness like armor on your chest, and your feet sandaled with readiness for the gospel of peace." Verse 16, he says, "In every situation, take the shield of faith, and with it you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one." I'm going to stop right there. So how do we stand firm? He lays it out for us. Number one, verse 14. "Stand, therefore, with truth like a belt around your waist." What do we get? We get this belt of truth. And this belt of truth, what this is integrity. This is moral courage. This is that gut feeling. This is that Holy Spirit conviction and compelling to do the right thing. And no matter what's going on around us, no matter who's coming out, it's this truth. But here's the thing about it. You got to know the truth in order to stand up for and defend the truth, right? And so we got to make sure that we put this belt of truth on. And the world will come at us, guys, and they're going to put all kinds of false ideas and false thoughts and false truth into our ears and into our mind. And if we're not prepared to defend our beliefs in the Word of God, we will believe these truths. These false truths that are being preached, that are being shared, that are trying to come against what we know and believe. And so we got to make sure that we're wearing this belt of truth. And I think one of the key things about this, it's one thing to know the truth. It's another thing to be bold enough to stand up for the truth when someone's coming at it. Amen. And I think that's where we've fallen, right? And it's one of those things, like, as Christians, we're like, you know, I understand what you're going through, and I understand what you're feeling, and I understand what you're saying, but I also know and believe that this is the Word of God, and it is true. And I'm going to stand up for it. I'm going to come against whatever you're saying that comes against it. And so many of us are like, oh, yeah, I see where you're coming from. Instead of saying, no, you're wrong, and you need more Jesus in your life, we're like, oh, okay. Yeah, you know, I guess you could keep on living in sin. Who am I to say? Right? Man, we got to be people that know the truth and that are willing to stand up and defend the truth and share the truth. Because our society is twisting it, is bending it, is changing it. I mean, they're doing this to biblical truth. Man, this past week, they're doing it to mathematical truth. Did you know 2 + 2 = 5? Sorry, just a little joke. Oh, some of y'all like, I'm saying it's I heard this, one of my teens. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, yeah, I saw something the other day that 2 + 2 = 5. I'm like, oh, when's Jesus coming back? Because we're in trouble. Now, there's a lot more to it than mathematical truth. I get it. But still, like, this is what's going out there. And there's zero truth to 2 + 2 = 5. But this is how They're bending the truth. They're taking something that does equal, you know, four and saying, well, you know, maybe in this situation. No, false. The truth is the truth. Anyway, we got to be willing to have that truth, stand up for that truth, regardless of our advancements as people in medicine and in technology and information. God's word remains true, and it will always remain true. Can't add to it. You can't change it. You may not like it. You may not like what it says. You may not like how it comes against how you feel, but it remains true. Regardless of the information or the false information that you are allowing into your brain and into your ears, we got to be willing to stand for truth. We got to combat that false truth with the truth of the gospel. So that's the first thing. The second thing it says is that we have righteousness like armor on your chest. So this is that chest armor of righteousness. What's that protecting? It's your heart. This means you have to have an upright heart, a pure heart, a kind heart, a caring heart, a righteous, holy, set-apart heart. This is your biggest target. You know that? It's your biggest target. Do you know what the enemy and the world's going to come at first? Your heart. If he can begin to twist your heart and change the motives of your heart, he will begin to change what you believe as true. And so while it is your biggest target, and people will come at that, and they will come at your feelings, and they will come at how you feel about Jesus and about God and about loving others, no matter what, it's also your biggest form of influence. Because if you can show people that you are loving, and that you are caring, and that you are kind, and that you will, you know, you will share the truth, but we do that with gentleness and kindness and with good intent, that's what's going to draw them in. So we wear righteousness, and we showcase righteousness in all of our motives and everything that we do. Third thing it says, verse 15, it says our feet are to be sandaled with readiness for the gospel of peace. So we get feet with the gospel of peace. Now this is twofold, right? You want to have good footing. If you're going into battle, you want to have good footing. And they're talking about sandals, and I guess these Romans, they wore these sandals that had they were basically cleats, right? They had these hobnails on the bottom, and so they could stand firm, ready to face the enemy's attack. Not when lies are coming and half-truths are coming and false truths are coming, that they don't just stumble or slip. We have these feet that are ready, right, to withstand the enemy's attacks. But the other thing that we want to make sure that we're doing is that we got feet not just to stand, but we got feet to go. Right? Not to just sit back and let the enemy come at us, but we go out there and we share the gospel of peace that we have found with others so they can find peace as well. So we stand firm with that, the peace that we have with Jesus. And then we go out and we share that peace with others. The last thing that I want to share about today, and really the one I want to focus on the most, and really what Paul says, I love it, in verse 16 of Ephesians 6, he says, above all, in all circumstances, you got these things, but above all, you got to lift up the protective shield of faith, which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. We see all these people out there with their faith shields. Man, but you and I need to be putting up our faith shields, right? Because the enemy's arrows, the fiery arrows, they are coming. And if we don't have our face shield, which is a protective layer to everything that we are wearing, to our righteousness, to our truth, if we're not wearing that, it's going to come at us. And so this is what the face shield is. It's protective. It extinguishes. You go back, and Paul's, he's talking about war, and he's using these illustrations and talking about Roman soldiers. And they had these giant shields, right? I mean, they would almost cover their entire body. These things were huge. They're made of, they were made of wood and leather straps. And what they would do before battle, because the enemy would light their arrow on fire and shoot that at them, they would drench their shield in water so that when the arrow hit it, it would extinguish it. And this is what our faith does for us, y'all. It helps us extinguish, to block and protect from the attacks of the enemy and extinguish those things. And here's the deal with this shield. It's heavy. It's cumbersome.
But we got to keep on going to the living water, to keep on drenching our shield so that we can extinguish the flames of the enemy, right? And it's going to get heavy. I think so many of us is like, wow, I thought this was going to be easy. There is nothing in God's word that says when you become a Jesus follower, it's going to be easy. As a matter of fact, it says the exact opposite. You will face trial, tribulation. So many of us were like, I just want a cushy life. I just want to protect myself, love Jesus, and go to heaven one day. It's not about that. It's not about that. It's about withstanding for yourself, for your family, so that you can stand strong and so that you can help others around you that didn't have the same faith that you had to protect yourself. Because there are so many people that don't have the truth, that don't have that peace, that don't have that hope. We've got to keep drawing from that living water to put out those flames, those fiery arrows. So how do we stand firm? It's truth and righteousness. We stand firm with peace, and we're also bringers of peace. We stand firm with our faith that extinguishes fear and doubt and worry. Man, these things, truth and things I talked about before, like we got to the face shield, but it's the things before that are really important. Because it's truth and it's righteousness. And it's that peace and that readiness, guys. It's those things that give us the strength and the courage to grab our face shield every day and hold it up against the enemy's attacks. It's one thing to say, I have faith. But if you don't know the truth and you can't defend the truth, if your heart is not righteous and upright and kind and caring, and you don't have, you know, the gospel of peace, it's going to be very difficult for you to hold up that shield. It's going to be very difficult for you to keep pushing on. We need all of these things. And here's what I believe. When we have all of them, we are equipped. When we have all of them, we can stand firm in our faith, right? When we're donning truth and righteousness and peace, that's when we showcase the gospel to others. I talk about this all the time. You want to be someone that is bringing the gospel of peace to others, you show it every day in how you act and react to everything that you're going through. Are you acting and reacting with truth and with righteousness and with peace and with your faith? It's those things that are going to draw people in to the love and to the peace and to the hope that is found only in Jesus. But we've got to have them all. We've got to be practicing them all. We've been showcasing our face mask, but I wonder, over the last year, how have you showcased your faith shield? Who have you inspired? Who have you drawn in with truth and with righteousness and peace and with your faith? Because Satan he'll do anything to get us to stop loving God and to stop loving others. And it's really easily accomplished when we let down our guard. When we set our shield aside because it's a little too heavy and cumbersome. When we loosen up our belt. When we remove our chest plate and we take off our shoes. When we get comfortable. When we get idle. When we get apathetic about what God calls us to. That is when the enemy begins to take hold of our heart and twist the truth. And he causes us to let down our guard. So what fiery arrows have come your way in the last year? I'm sure there's many. I wonder, was your faith prepared to withstand them? Man, as I was thinking about this for you all and what you might have gone through, I was just thinking about it, just the last year alone. I don't want to do my whole life because there's been a lot, but just the last year alone. You know the arrows that the enemy has shot at me? Depression, y'all. I've never dealt with depression in my life. And I went through it last year. Y'all, pray for people that struggle with depression every single day. It is overwhelming. It's hard to see past it when you're in it. I let my guard down for a minute, and one of those arrows of depression came and got me. It's things like
arrows of confusion. And we're working on all this and doing all this stuff and trying to go after it for God, and it just seemed like everything was falling apart. The enemy begins to shoot these arrows of doubt. Maybe you shouldn't be doing this. Maybe you should have never started this in the first place. Maybe you were wrong in what you were trying to do. Arrows against my family and their safety and just our continuity as a family. Arrows against my calling as a foster parent. Things that are like, why are you putting your own family in this type of danger? Why are you loving so selflessly when it's not returned, right? These are the things the enemy comes at. Even arrows against my call as a pastor, and I've dealt with those for a while. And every now and then he likes to shoot those at my ankles, right? Where the shield doesn't maybe not go all the way down. Now the reality is, guys, as I'm here and I'm standing here, right? Yeah, and you're here. Online, you're here. And so I know for me, I can tell you that how I extinguished these arrows, and there are more, how I extinguished these arrows is the truth. Having the truth, going to the truth, and here's the, having the truth spoken into my life. And the only way that you can have truth spoken into your life is if you're willing to accept the truth. I have shared my struggles with other men, and they have spoken truth, and they've helped me extinguish my arrows. And we need other people around us that know the truth, the real truth, God's truth. It's continuing to ask God to showcase and to help me to have my motives and my heart be pure and my intent be pure. Not to be about what I want or what I desire, but what He wills. I want to be aligned with what He is trying to do in my life. For each of us, it's being relentless to stand firm and sharing the faith. Here's what I know. In times when I was weakest, when I wanted to put down my shield, when it was covered with arrows, I just continued to draw from His word. The strength of His word, the truth of His word, the promises of His word. I continue to draw strength from His Spirit, y'all, because listen to me. Without His Spirit, I don't get through this. But I want you to understand, the third thing is that I continue to draw strength from God's people. And I think in the past year, the enemy has tried to, more than anything, cause division with God's people, to isolate God's people. Y'all, He's afraid when we get together like this, right? Right? Because we're hearing truth and we're worshiping God and we're singing praises over our problems. He doesn't like it. And so, of course, He's going to come at us meeting together. But we're here. We're here in person. We're here online. We're not going to stop meeting together because we know that as a community of believers, we are stronger. As a community of believers, we have more face shields, and we're going to keep moving the gospel forward. We're not just going to stand. We're going to keep pushing. And that's how you get through it. We can't back down. I want to read to you Ephesians 6, 13 through 18. I want to read from the Message. This is a paraphrased translation, but I love like just how it's put. Here's what it says. As we think about all this, be prepared. You're up against far more than you can handle on your own. Oh man, too many of us try to do it on our own. I'm talking to you guys. Women are real good at sharing and getting help from one another. But we're way too prideful. Anyway, that's another sermon for another time. Be prepared, because you're up against far more than you can handle on your own. Take all the help you can get. Every weapon God has issued, truth, righteousness, peace, faith, so that when it's all over, but the shouting, you'll still be on your feet. Here comes truth, righteousness, peace, faith, and salvation are more than words. You got to learn how to apply them. You'll need them throughout your life. God's word is an indispensable weapon. In the same way, prayer is an essential in this ongoing warfare. Pray hard and pray long. Pray for your brothers and pray for your sisters. Keep your eyes open. Keep each other's spirits up so that no one falls behind or drops out. I love it. And it happens by staying in God's word, staying connected to God's spirit, and staying connected as a body of believers. I want to leave you with this. Have you let down your guard? Have you let down your shield? And today, what ways can you begin to re-engage to get suited up, protected, and covered from the enemy's attacks? I'm going to leave you with that. I want you to take some time to pray about that. I'm going to ask you guys to bow your heads, close your eyes. God, I know we know it, but I think sometimes we forget it. We are in a battle every single day. And while the enemy likes to put things in front of our face to focus on the earthly battles, God, we know that the spiritual one is waging right now as we speak. And we have got to guard against that above all. God, I know the arrows have been many. I know that there have been arrows that have penetrated that. Man, they just haven't been able to be extinguished for one reason or another. I know there are people who are worn out and tired, feel defeated. God, they just want to put their shield down and they want to loosen their belt and take their shoes off. But God, right now I pray through your word and through your people and through your spirit that you would give them strength. That no matter the enemy's lies to them saying that they are weak and that they are a failure, that you're coming in saying today, no, you are standing here in this place and you are worshiping and you are hearing truth and you will be victorious no matter what. Just keep standing your ground. God, we need you now more than ever. We need your truth. God, I pray that we would be a people that is desperate for your truth so that we can know it, we can defend it, and we can stand up for it. But also, God, that we can bring that truth and that peace and that hope to others. I don't know what it looks like for each of us in this room to re-engage, to get suited up, to get protected. I know there are many ways in which we can do that right here in the church, whether it's through prayer, sharing prayer, accountability, jumping into a ministry, just doing life, whatever it may be. God, today, if you are calling, convicting, compelling someone to move and to act, to re-engage their faith, God, I pray right now they would do it. Let us be people of action. Thank you for your word, and thank you for your spirit. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.